Oh, yeah, I've seen instances like that. Some radios, when you get into the city environment, like when I used to drive up to Flint every day, I would, for some reason, on 2 meters, I would get Cars 108, I think it was, radio station, that would bleed over on the 2 meter side and almost wipe it out. Just for like a mile, there was a mile section where it would just wipe the receive out. And you'd get, you don't hear the term much anymore, but you'd get intermod in some of the big city environments. You've got radio stations, TV stations, and you know, all the different interference. And back then you had paging towers, and all the different frequencies would kind of intermingle downtown in some of the urban areas. And it would just wipe out the receive on your radio. Nobody would be talking, but you'd have all this stuff coming in. And then all the repeaters started using tones, where you could turn on the tone squelch, not just for transmit, but for receive. And it helped a lot. I'm into radar detectors. I've always had a radar detector in my car my whole life. And radar detectors are the same way. Sometimes you'd get in certain areas and it would just go off. There was nothing around, but it was picking up interference. A lot of the new cars have blind spot monitoring radar on them, and that'll mess up the older or the cheaper radar detectors. If you get the new ones, the good ones, they've got a lot of filters built in to block all that out. And same thing with the radios.